the greatest, the greatest of all time. You heard what Muhammad Ali say, the greatest of all time. Oh! Did y'all see it? Yes, indeedy. This is me, the glove. You know, I could be like the Predator, doing everything, blowing up stuff, and I'm... We be back next year, and we gonna make it even better.
Hey, welcome back, Gary. You know, I think, Gary Payton, people should boast about their family. So let me say this. Gary Payton, a member of the OTR family and the highly athletic child that I always wanted, you are flat out the most entertaining guy talking basketball. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. It's great. Great to be back and great to see you, hear from you.
So we last spoke in June. Tell us one thing since then that you have done.
You know what? I've been everywhere. I've been to Korea. I've been to Tokyo. I've been to Taipei. I just went around to all these countries. I've been doing it all summer, and I've been having a blast going to see all the monuments and doing things like that. It's been great for me.
So let's talk some basketball, then we'll get back to the real stuff, which is the fun stuff with you. The Lakers were 0-8 in the preseason. Is that just a problem because their starting five are such veteran guys? Does it matter?
Doesn't matter. I think preseason is just something to see what's going on, what's their rotation. That's it. When all the guys get together, they're going to be just fine.
What were you like in preseason? I mean, if you were trying 100% in the biggest game of the playoffs, what percent would you have been trying in the preseason?
Zero.
I think you've explained it all.
It's zero.
Yeah.
It's zero.
You know, you obviously are the guy that people talk about as, you know, perhaps the best all-around point guard. So give some advice for another great point guard, Steve Nash, as he goes to a totally new team in Los Angeles. What would you tell him about running a new offense?
Well, I think he's got to just get gradually into it, but I think he's got to take control. He's got to be the man. He can't be a different person. He's got to be the same guy from Phoenix and Dallas. He's got to be that guy. Don't refer back to Kobe. Be you. Take control.
What was it like for you when you went to the Lakers?
It was a little difficult, though. He didn't go into a situation what I went into. I went in a situation when Kobe was in trouble. Shaquille was fighting against the organization. We had a lot of problems, but we worked through it and still made it to the championship, and I think he can do the same thing.
Dying to know what you think about LeBron and his chances of being what he says he was. I mean, obviously, he was totally dominant for the Heat in winning the title. He's changed his career totally. He says he wants to be the best ever. Can he be?
I don't want to put it that high. He's been a lot of great basketball players. With Will Chamberlain, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, the guys like that, Bill Russell. I can't say that right now. It's a great thing that he wants to do that, but let's see. I don't know if that can happen.
So James Harden, this is more than just basketball. He essentially chose $60 million over 5 years from Houston instead of $54 million from a great OKC team. Just from your opinion, was that a good move?
Really, no, I don't think so. I think they had a dynasty going over there in Oklahoma. He should have stayed. I don't know if the $6 million made a big difference for him, or did he want to just become his own identity and stop being in the shadows of the other two?
Okay, well, that's the question. He was the best sixth man in the league. But a lot of times when you take somebody else's sixth man and you make him your star, your go-to guy, and that in football or in hockey or in anything, it doesn't work. How tough will it be for him to be the guy?
Very tough. He doesn't understand. He had two guys who were scoring 20 or more points. Now he's going to be the man and the focal point where everybody's going to be keying on him. It's just like Jeremy Lin. They are going to have a difficult time over there in Houston with a team that's not as good as Oklahoma. They're going to have to prove themselves.
Going to bring you back tomorrow to talk about the Toronto Raptors, so we'll get to it then. Before, though, just as a tease, how many games do you see the Raptors winning, given the fact that predictions have ranged anywhere from 40 to 30? How many do you see?
I love DeMar DeRozan. That's my little buddy. I don't know how many they can win. I'm predicting about 20 to 25 games.
Oh, man. Okay, well, we'll follow up on that tomorrow. Predictions now. Let's go through them quickly. NBA final, besides the Raptors not being there, who will be there?
You know, I think Miami's going to come back. They're still strong from the East. Oklahoma, I was picking for the West until they got rid of Harden. I don't know. I think I'm going to go with the Lakers. If they can hold up, I don't think they got a bench. I think it's the Lakers and Miami.
Who wins the election next week?
I think Obama wins the election. I think he still is the better choice for our country. A lot of people don't think so, but I still think he is.
Okay, and will Kanye and Kim get married in the end?
I think they already got married, didn't they?
Kanye and Kim, they got married. Now it's possible that you were invited to the wedding, and nobody here was. But
I see all the books. It's in the stores. They got a surprise wedding. I think they're married already.
I think she's still married to somebody else, dude.
Oh no, that's over with. Humphreys, that's a done deal. I think her and Kanye is already married. It's in the books. You gotta go in the store, Mike. I think you're missing it.
Gotta go to break. When we return, we'll open this thing up.